I have to say with much satisfaction that generally the situation in Guinea-Bissau, the atmosphere is very peaceful. The political rallies by political parties, debates in various parts of the country, in Bissau proper, where I attended two consecutive days, have been very informed, very civilized. All Bissau Guineans must be congratulated for the high level of substance of the debates, for their behavior. The authorities of transition also to be congratulated for their efforts in bringing about, hopefully by this Sunday, the end of this two-year transition.
And to what extent has there been election-related violence or intimidation of candidates?
Well, I have to say, when you look in the context of Africa, Asia, Latin America, I know of very, very few countries in these three major regions of the world where a particular election is completely free of intimidation, violence, and fraud. So far, in Guinea-Bissau, in terms of election-related violence, there has been only one or two instances. 2 weeks ago, there was an aggression, physical attack on one candidate. He has recovered, no major damage done to him. Of course, there are complaints by political leaders, fears for their safety, and we are taking precautions to the extent possible. But in view of our mandate, the very limited means we have here in this country, the best we can do is to talk and talk and talk with the military, the police, political leaders, so that everybody trusts each other, respects each other, and there is no violence in this process.
How important are these elections to the future of Guinea-Bissau?
This is one of the most important elections ever in this country. There were 2 years of a transition period following the coup of 2012 that caused a lot of damage to the country. People are really tired, exhausted. The country is profoundly impoverished. And this election is probably the best organized ever, because election 2012, there was no voter registration done, no census. At the same time, the political actors have behaved very well. So far, we have listened to, we have attended debates, political rallies around the country. And I have to say I'm very impressed with the quality of debate and the behavior of the political actors.
What role is the United Nations playing?
The United Nations has been the central international partner that coordinates with all other partners or work with all other partners. I try never to take center stage. I always cede to the regional organizations. Credit to ECOWAS. Credit to the African Union, much credit to the European Union, CPLP. Here in Guinea-Bissau, we, United Nations, we try to serve the ideals of the UN. We try to serve the people of Guinea-Bissau with humility, with firmness whenever necessary. I never shy away from being firm with my national interlocutors, but at the same time showing flexibility, understanding, because we are dealing with a very fragile situation. With people, with their prejudices, their fears, their suspicions. We're dealing with human beings. You know, politics is made by human beings, conflicts are caused by human beings. Human beings are motivated by different interests, different perceptions, prejudices. So we have to be very agile in understanding all of this. The UN doesn't pay credit. Credit goes to the people of Guinea-Bissau, credit goes to ECOWAS, African Union, CPLP, and the European Union.